Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight clear with lows around 30. Yesterday's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California is another reminder about emergency preparedness at any level, including Racine County. On WRJN's Community Conversation, County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said, "It's a reason to pause and ask, are we ready?" Delagrave acknowledges the public criticism of law enforcement becoming more militaristic, but also understands what they're up against.
The sheriff, every year we go over, okay, what does he need in his budget and whatnot? And a couple of things come across, and, you know, I see that seems like an awfully big and complicated type of machinery. Do we really need that? And unfortunately, I'm starting to come to the conclusion that we do.
Delagrave notes that local law enforcement agencies are good at coordinating when an emergency response arises, with several examples to that effect. The Kenosha County Board this week accepted a $4,200 grant from the Department of Military Affairs Homeland Security to pay for a future tabletop exercise. Supervisor Daniel Esposito said it will help prepare the county in the event of a railroad-related incident.
We all know in the news lately there's been a lot of issues with rails and rail cars, and there is a lot of cargo that goes through Kenosha County via rail.
The grant will be used to cover consultant fees for planning, preparing, and facilitating the tabletop exercise, which will be coordinated by the Office of Emergency Management. The grant requires no match from Kenosha County. A Racine man was sentenced to 15 years in prison today for robbing a North Shore Bank branch in Kenosha in May. 43-year-old Ephraim Coleman was also sentenced to 6 years of extended supervision by Kenosha Circuit Court Judge Michael Wilk once he's released from prison. Coleman pleaded guilty to a charge of robbing a financial institution, and in return, several other charges were dismissed. Coleman was accused of using a toy gun during the holdup. He told the teller he knew where she lived and would kill her if she put dye packs in with the money. He was arrested following a high-speed chase that ended when he crashed. Pleasant Prairie Municipal Court Judge Richard Jankowski rules Kenosha NAACP President Veronica King is guilty of speeding and impeding traffic stemming from a stop of her vehicle along 52nd Street last September, during which she told the arresting officer she didn't have to listen to him. King's trial lasted nearly 6 hours, and the Kenosha News says Jankowski, a retired longtime assistant district attorney, was critical of her attitude and editorializing during testimony. King was stopped for driving 44 miles per hour in a construction zone marked 25. The impeding traffic charge was for refusing the officer's repeated request to get back in her van, a reduction from the original obstructing charge. With fines and court costs, King will have to pay about $700. A student at UW-Milwaukee has the mumps. The Norris Health Center on campus says the case was confirmed yesterday. There have been 37 cases of the mumps statewide this year, most of them associated with the state's universities. UWM students and staff are being urged to check to make sure their immunizations are up to date, and a free clinic will be held next week for those who need to get vaccinated against the disease. The Mount Pleasant Walmart will host 50 Racine Unified students who will be able to pick out Christmas gifts for themselves and others in the second annual Shop with a Cop. The Racine Police Department is partnering with Mount Pleasant Police for the event. Racine Police Officer Christy Brightchaff says the school district helped pick the students from 200 nominees, and they needed to meet a number of criteria, with the most important being good behavior. Brightchaff says there will be a special visit from Santa during Saturday's event, along with activities for the students' families.
We'll have light food and refreshments for both the families and the students that are getting to Shop. And we also have this year, Unified made a really cool parents lounge for us, where we have activities for the parents to do, enrichment activities for them as well.
Racine and Mount Pleasant officers and their families will also donate time to man a wrapping station. The Shop with a Cop event is this Saturday beginning at 9 a.m. Many other local police and fire departments are holding similar events before Christmas. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.